in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation.
Jesus, you might be seated. Keys to effective fasting. In bracket, maximizing the fasting season. By God's grace, this is day what? Day 5 of our 21 days glory fast. Am I communicating? On Tuesday, I spoke on some of the benefits of fasting and how fasting and prayer is a major key to activating prophecies to manifestation. They help activate prophecies to fulfillment. We say prophecies, including the prophetic word for the year of supernatural harvest, do not fulfill themselves. It will take human partnership, human participation, human collaboration and cooperation to materialize prophecy in this earth realm. For them to find fulfillment in your life, you have to play your part. There is human responsibility. And one of them is what? One of the ways you do that is by what? Engaging in what? Prayer and fasting. You now see why we are praying and fasting, so that the prophetic word for the year and every prophecy, promise, purpose, plan, and program of God for us this year will find speedy, unfettered fulfillment. Glory to God. Today, we'll take off from there. I gave the first key to maximizing the fasting season. The first key to effective fasting on Tuesday. How many of you remember? What was the first key I gave? I will advise you, if you miss... Is it Sunday? Tuesday. If you missed Tuesday teaching, you can download it from our Telegram channel. Okay? It will bless you tremendously. Okay. The first key we looked at on Tuesday, key to effective fasting, is have a clear and definite purpose for the fast. Before you engage in fasting, praying exercise, ensure you have a clear and definite purpose for the fast. That's the aim and the objective, the goal of the fasting. What do you seek to accomplish through this fasting and prayer exercise? Write them down clearly. Why are you fasting? To what end are you fasting? Write them down. Am I communicating? Have clearly written and documented goals and target for engaging in the fast. The things you seek to accomplish in every area of your life. Am I communicating? Your spiritual life, your finances, your business, your career, your academics, your job. Have clear goals and target, aims and objective. Your health goals. Am I communicating? Your relationship, marriage, your family. Write them down. Write them down. He said, write the vision, make it plain that he may run that readeth it. Glory to God. You aim for nothing, you achieve nothing. Don't just pray and fast religiously. No. Do it with definite expectations. Am I communicating? We are not doing a religious fast here. Then the number two key to effective fasting is be spiritually minded. Be spiritually minded. In bracket, maintain high level spiritual sensitivity throughout the fasting period. Be spiritually minded. Maintain high level spiritual sensitivity. Romans 8 verse 5. Don't be carnally minded while fasting. This is not the time to engage in carnality. Let your desire be for spiritual things. Set your mind, your heart on the things of the spirit. Am I communicating? Romans 8 verse 5. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit do mind the things of the spirit. So be after the things of the spirit. Pursue the things of the spirit. Am I communicating? Mind the things of the spirit. Be spiritually minded. Next verse, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. If you want to enjoy life and peace, be what? Spiritually minded. Colossians 3 verse 1. Colossians 3 verse 1. So focus on spiritual things. Focus on spiritual things. If you want this fast to be profitable unto you, this is not the time to be watching movies. You are fasting and you are watching movies. You are fasting and you are chatting, gisting, you know, things that have no spiritual value. No, 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 no. Am I communicating? A big no. Focus on spiritual things, the things of God. And feed your mind on them. He said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Verse 2. Verse 2. He says, set your affection. Watch this. Set your affection in this fasting season. Set your affection on the things above, not on the things on the earth. Praise God. Give me an amplified. Amplified. I like the way amplified put it. It says, set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. It says, set your minds and keep them set on higher things above. Let me preach it to your neighbor. Say, set your mind and keep them set on higher things above, spiritual things. Yes, this is the number two key to maximizing the fasting season, to make it effective. Praise God. Do you know why it says set your mind and keep them set? Because every now and then your mind can wander away. So what do? You reset. So you set and keep resetting. You deal with those wandering thoughts that want to make you to be carnally minded. Am I communicating? Avoid worldliness. Avoid worldliness. Give me 1 John 2 verse 15. Okay? Be spiritually minded, okay? Be conscious of spiritual matters, spiritual things. Okay? And avoid worldliness. avoid worldliness. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You see that? Love Jesus, love the things of God, the things of the kingdom. Don't love this world. Don't be worldly. For all that is in the world, watch this, the lust of the flesh, stay away from these things during this period of the fast. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life is not of the Father but of the world. Am I communicating? Stay away from sin. Stay away from pornography. Stay away anything that falls under this category. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. Am I communicating? Keep yourself pure. Don't be worldly. Glory to God. How can you be fasting and you are sinning? Go and eat. Your fast is zero. Am I communicating? Number three. The third key to effective fasting. Give yourself continually and completely. Give yourself completely and continually to prayers and the ministry of the word. Acts chapter 6 verse 4. Acts chapter 6 verse 4. If you want your prayer and fasting exercise to be profitable, give yourself completely and continually to prayers and the ministry of the word. And when we say prayers, that includes the prayer of praise and worship too. You say praise and worship is a type of prayer. In fact, the highest type kind of prayer is called the prayer of fellowship, adoration. Am I communicating? So when I say give yourself to prayer, that includes what? Praise and worship. Spend time in prayers. Fellowship with God. Fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Spend time. Blast in tongue. No matter how busy you are, even in your place of work, every free time now and then, you can pray in your heart. And when you are free alone, blast in tongues. Am I communicating? All those short break, in some places they give by 12, they go on break. You know, use that time to pray. Your colleagues are going to eat during break. You to use that time to eat spiritual food. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God, every rhema. So when you are fasting, you are abstaining from physical food and pleasure and pleasurable activities, you're abstaining from them so that you can feed your spirit man with spiritual food of the word of God and then pray and spend time with God in fellowship. Am I communicating? Please, when fasting, don't starve your spirit. You know, some people say they are fasting, pray, they no pray. Feed on the word for where they will sit down and be waiting for time that they will break the fast. Eh? 5 seconds. 1, 2, their eye is following the second watch. They've already arranged all the food. They kept breakfast, lunch, dinner. Oh, they've warned everybody at home they shouldn't touch their food. They've arranged it on the table. Their eye is waiting. It says, Almost, bam! Ah, thank God, Baba God. You start munching. See, prayer and fasting minus prayer and the word of God equals what? I asked that question on our worker speech. Equals what? Hunger strike, number one. Number two, equals religious punishment. Number three equals charismatic affliction. Yes, just know exactly that what you are doing is what? Charismatic affliction. religious punishment and what? Hunger strike. Once you remove prayer and the word from your fast. Because that's the main purpose why you are fasting. Am I communicating? So, take out time. Pray. Take out time. Feed on the word. And I notice that as I study and feed on, there is this outbreak of revelation. I'll come to that when we look at the benefits of fasting. You understand? If I show you my journal, it's almost full. The things, instructions are just coming. Revelations are just flowing. Some scriptures that I've read before, I'm seeing it afresh in a new light. Am I communicating? Let me preach it to your neighbor. Don't starve your spirit when you fast. We will give ourselves continually, not occasionally, to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Be filled with the spirit. Ephesians 5:18-21. He said, be filled with the spirit. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Meditate on the word. 1 Timothy 4:13. He said, till I come, give yourself to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. 1 Timothy 4:13. Then verse 15. 1 Timothy 4:15. He said, meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may what? Appear to all. Praise God. Media, why are you doing slow motion? I need somebody fast there. Jeremiah 15:16. Jeremiah said, thy words were found, and I did what? Eat them. The word of God is spiritual food. Eat them. He didn't just say, I read them. It's good to read the word. At least you are better than the person that did not read. But don't stop there. It's good to study the word. At least you are better than the person that did not read at all and the person that just read. Because study is on a higher level. But don't stop at study. Because you can read and study and the word will still not transform and change your life. Yes, it's possible to read and study and the word will not benefit you. At what level does the word begin to benefit you? Meditation. Meditation can be likened to eating the word. It becomes part of you. Am I communicating? What physical food is to physical body is what the word of God is to your spirit. Energizes you. Feed your spirit man strong and robust so that you will not be weak spiritually. Praise God. Thy words were found, I ate them, and they were unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. I'm called by thy name, O God. So give them your undivided attention. Invest quality and quantity time in prayers and the word. This is what makes your fast to be acceptable and profitable. The fourth key, number four key to effective fasting, profitable fasting, maximizing the fasting season, walk in love and forgiveness. Walk in what? Walk in love and forgiveness. Walk in love and forgiveness. Walk in love. Walk in love and forgiveness. Exercise yourself to always have and maintain a clear conscience, void of offense toward God and toward men. Exercise yourself to always maintain a clear conscience, void of offense toward God and toward men. Say no to offense. Don't offend people and refuse to be offended by anybody during this fast. Am I communicating? If anybody offends you, forgive them. Because they don't know what they are doing. Is that not what Jesus said to the Roman soldiers that were nailing him with those terrible Roman names? He said, Father, forgive them. You too, be like Jesus. Let go of your offenders. Forgive them from your heart. You know, some people say, I don't forgive you, but I no go ever forget what you do. Forgive from your heart. Okay? Am I communicating? See, if you say you are fasting and you are harboring offense, harboring bitterness, keeping malice and grudges with somebody. Sometimes they're husband and wife. They are beefing each other and they say they are fasting. Just carry food, chop, morning, afternoon, evening. Your fasting is zero, no value. How can you be fasting and you are walking in unforgiveness? This person, I will never forgive you. This thing you did to me, you did it to me last year, I forgave you. Year before last, I forgave you. This year, I will never forgive you. Then your fasting has lost value. Let me preach it to your neighbor. Forgive and forget. Walk in love towards everybody. 1 Corinthians 13, is it verse 4? He gave us some qualities, characteristics of love there. Give me in NIV. NIV. Look at some characteristics of love. He said, love is patient, so be patient. Love is kind, be kind during this fasting. Be kind. Some people, small thing you don't vex, like Vespa. You understand? Can you be harboring anger, full of wrath? Which can fast be that one? Be kind, be gentle, be loving. Love does not envy. Don't envy anybody. Love does not boast. Don't be proud. Be humble. Love is not proud. Next verse. Is not rude. Is not self-seeking. Love is not selfish. Don't be selfish. Don't go and store your food, waiting to eat all of them later. I'll come to that in the next point. It is not easily angered. Oh, don't be irritable. Love is not irritable. Am I communicating? Small thing, you are offended. No. Don't you know I'm fasting? You understand? Oh, so you are fasting. The whole world should stand still for you. Or the whole world should pause. In fact, announcing to people that you are fasting shows that something is wrong. Jesus said, when you fast, in fact, you should be as if you are not fasting to people. Am I communicating? Or else, you will have your reward. If you don't do it well, you won't get the heavenly reward. Because there is a reward for fasting. If you do it well. Love keeps no record of wrongs. That your list that you are writing all the people that are offending you. Go and burn the list. Both physical list and mental list. You know, some people is in their mind, they have mental list. Love does not keep record of wrongs. Okay? Next verse. Love does not delight in evil. But rejoices with the truth. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, walk in love. Verse 7. Walk in love. Love always protects. Love trusts. Love hopes. Love perseveres. Glory to God. Avoid strife. Avoid strife. All quarrels are rooted in strife. All of them. Conflict. Name them. They are rooted in strife, contention, conflict, quarrels. They are rooted in strife. Avoid strife. In its entirety. Refuse malice, bitterness, hatred. Don't quarrel with anybody. Don't attend any quarrel you are invited to. You know, it takes two or more to quarrel. So if you refuse to attend, can somebody quarrel alone? don't attend it. Quarrel service, don't attend. They invite you. Okay? Kill every root of bitterness. Give me James 2:14. James 2:14. Are you getting blessed? James 2:14. Where does it profit, my brethren? Though a man say, no. James, this is not what I want. Give me 3. James 3, rather. James 3:14, not 2. Okay, but if ye have bitter envy and strive in your heart, I say avoid what? Strive in your heart. Is it glory not and lie not against the truth? 15. This wisdom descended not from above. That's the kind of wisdom that makes you walk in strife. It's not the wisdom of God. But it's earthly, sensual, it's devilish wisdom. Verse 16. For where, watch this, where envy and strife is, there is what? Confusion and every evil work. So avoid strife when you are fasting. Avoid what? Strife. Totally. Do good. Okay? Hebrews 12:15. Give me Hebrews 12:15. It says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest the root of bitterness springing up trouble you. Don't allow that root of bitterness to defile you. No, don't allow it defile and contaminate you. Thereby many be defiled. Walk in love. Tell your neighbor, walk in love. Isaiah 58 verse 6, talking about the kind of fast that is acceptable and profitable that God have chosen. It says, it's not this. Give me New King James Version. New King James Version. It's not the fast I have chosen to loose the bands. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? This is God speaking. To loose the bonds of wickedness. You see? In other words, when you are fasting, don't engage in wickedness. Am I communicating? The essence of the fast is to loose the bonds of wickedness. You undo everything called wickedness. You show people love. You are not wicked to people. Am I communicating? You show the love of Christ. To undo heavy burdens. To let the oppressed go free. You see, these are good works motivated by love. Am I communicating? Don't oppress people. Let the oppressed go free. And that you break every yoke. Am I communicating? Give me Message translation. Message translation. Are you there? Message translation. What does it say? This is the kind of fast I am after, to break the chains of injustice. You see that? Get rid of exploitation in the workplace. So the person that he says is fasting and is exploiting people in the workplace, is that an acceptable fast or profitable fast? No. To free the oppressed and cancel debts. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, be rich in good works. That takes me to the next key. Key to effective fasting. Practice generosity. That's practical acts of generosity. When you are fasting, practice generosity. Practical acts of generosity. Charity. Isaiah 58 verse 7. Give me Isaiah 58 verse 7. Isaiah 58 verse 7. New King James. Is it not to share, he's talking of the kind of fast God has chosen, is it not to share your bread with the hungry? You see that? So stop hiding your food inside fridge. Stop storing your breakfast, lunch, so that you will munch everything later. What do you do? Giving. Be a giver. Am I communicating? Be a blessing to others with what you have. Share. Share your food, your bread with the hungry. That you will bring to your house the poor. You see? You see that? You take care of the welfare of the poor, those who are cast out, when you see the naked, that you cover them. In other words, clothe the naked. Help the poor and needy. Not to hide yourself from your own flesh. Am I communicating? This is very important. This is very important. Be rich in good works. Be full of good works. You remember the testimony of Dorcas, Tabitha? That disciple that died, believer in the early church that died. It was her good works that spoke for her. Okay? She was raised back to life by Peter. So think and focus on being a blessing to others, touching their lives positively. Give me Matthew 25, verse 34. New King James Version. Matthew 25, verse 34. You know, Proverbs 11, 25. Don't go there. It says, how did he put it? Proverbs 11, verse 34. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall also himself be watered. Generosity. Be a generous soul. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. So when you give food to the poor, you are giving food to Jesus. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. Anything you do to the poor and needy, you are doing it to God. Because he said, he that giveth to the poor lendeth to the Lord, and the Lord will repay him back. I imagine God repay. So when you are giving to the poor, it's as you are loaning to God. And if God is paying you back your loan, won't he put interest? Talk to me. Who else would you like to loan money? God or human beings? Who will pay you back better? So I was a stranger, you took me in. Next verse. So you feed the poor, you clothe them. I was naked, you gave me clothes. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came to me. You see that? Next verse. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see the hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? Then watch this. When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Then look at what Jesus will say. Okay, or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? Verse 40. The king will answer and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Generosity. Charity. Am I communicating? Hebrews 13 verse 16. But to do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is what? Well, please give me New Living Translation, NLT. So do good. Don't forget to do good and share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that what? Please God. What are the blessings and benefits of fasting? You see, Jesus said, if you study Matthew 6, 16 to 18, that when you fast and fast according to scriptural guidelines, there are divine benefits that come with it, that accrue to you. Say, your Father who seeth in secret shall reward you openly. So, fasting has divine benefits attached. What are those benefits? What are those rewards? What are those blessings? Number one, an outbreak of supernatural light, the light of revelation, the light of visions, insights, and understanding. There is an outbreak of light. You see that in Isaiah chapter 58 verse 8. Isaiah 58 verse 8. Just be giving me New King James Version for now. Isaiah, he said, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, thy head shall spring forth speedily. So there is an outbreak of light. Your understanding is enlightened. The eyes of your spirit is flooded with light. God opens your understanding. There is an activation of the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The spirit of understanding. Am I communicating? When you engage in a fast, your eyes are open to visions and revelations of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It was when Daniel was fasting, Angel Gabriel was sent. And at a point, Angel Gabriel said, I have come to give you skill and understanding. So angels that give understanding, that give you skill, they are released to minister for you during fasting. Am I communicating? Outbreak of light. The light of revelation knowledge. The light of God's glory. Number two, blessing and benefit of fasting. Fasting helps to build spiritual strength. It helps to build spiritual strength, stamina, and stature. Spiritual strength, stamina, and stature. Isaiah 40 verse 31 is about, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. As you wait upon the Lord in fellowship, in fasting, in prayer, he say you what? You renew your strength. You know, we looked at that during our Mount Up series. You exchange your strength for his strength. There is a divine renewal. So fasting is a supernatural strength renewal strategy. It's a strength renewal strategy. Am I communicating? You exchange your natural woman strength for the supernatural strength of Jehovah. It's a system of spiritual fortification and reinforcement. Even your physical strength, body, is rejuvenated when you fast. Strength and energy to do God's will for victorious, triumphant Christian living. Even the strength to overcome and resist temptation can be accessed through prayer and fasting. The strength to run the race of destiny successfully and fulfill it is released to you when you fast. Am I communicating? You know, many Christians cannot resist temptation because of bankruptcy of spiritual strength and stamina. So they easily yield to temptation. But when you fast, your strength is renewed. You are energized. You can say no to temptation. You can say yes to the right thing. Am I communicating? Daniel chapter 10 verse 2. Daniel chapter 10 verse 2. We read in Luke 2:40, and Jesus grew in strength, in stature, in favor with God and men. He grew in grace. He grew in stature. He grew in those things. Daniel 10 verse 2, he said, in those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks, 21 days. How many days fasting are we in? Give me Daniel, jump to verse 12. He said, then Angel Gabriel said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day you set your heart to understand, to humble yourself before God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Verse 13. But while I was coming, the prince of the kingdom of Persia, a spirit being, withstood me 21 days. That was a demonic prince. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Praise God. So, watch this. When we pray and fast, there is spiritual reinforcement, angelic reinforcement. Am I communicating? Facilitated, speedy answer to prayer. Yes. That spiritual angelic reinforcement facilitate what? Speedy answer to prayer. That's it. Breaks, it helps you overcome demonic barricades, demonic barriers, hindrances and interruption to the answers to your prayer, just like Daniel. Praise God. Number three, blessing and benefit of fasting. Fasting activates and sharpens your spiritual senses and organs of perception. Fasting helps to activate and sharpen your spiritual senses and organs of perception. That is, you enjoy increased or heightened spiritual sensitivity to receive divine signal transmission from the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 13 verse 2. Acts 13 verse 2. So when you fast, your spiritual receptacles are sharpened such that you can easily hear God. You can easily receive those divine signal transmission. They come in form of instructions. They come in form of spirit-inspired ideas. They come in form of the voice of the Holy Spirit. They come in form of the inward perception, intuition by the inward witness. Am I communicating? You become more sensitive to the voice and the leadings of the Holy Spirit. Fasting sensitizes your spiritual antenna. Your spiritual antenna is sharpened, is sensitized to receive those divine signal transmission. Am I communicating? It helps you to hear God easily and better. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, they worshiped God, they fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul. You see, they could hear God easily when they ministered to the Lord and fasted. Glory to God. Give me that Isaiah 58 verse 11. Isaiah 58 verse 11. Isaiah 58 verse 11. So fasting helps you to enjoy divine guidance and direction easily. Increases your spirit consciousness so that you can easily hear God. You become more spirit conscious. The Lord will guide you continually. Can you shout amen? Satisfy your soul in drought. Strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, like spring of water whose water do not fail. I prophesy to somebody, January shall not be a dry month for you. You will not experience drought and famine in any area of your life in January. January shall be a fruitful month for you. Shall be a fertile month for you. January shall be moist for you. In the name of Jesus. Ezra chapter 8 verse 21. Ezra 8 21. So you enjoy divine guidance and direction. Then I proclaim the fast. It was a proclaimed corporate fast. There at the river of Ahava, that we might humble ourselves. So fasting is an expression of humility. Fasting humbles the soul. So if you are having challenge with pride, learn to fast a lot. We humble ourselves before our God to seek from Him. Watch this. To seek from Him through fasting, to seek from Him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possession. You see that? So you can seek for direction. You can seek guidance by engaging in fast, in a fasting. Am I communicating? Next, number four, the release of divine grace and power, the anointing. Kalabashataya. Luke 4, verse 14. Prayer and fasting is a platform for accessing grace and the anointing. Fresh grace, fresh power, fresh oil is released when we engage in prayer and fasting. Am I communicating? There is a release of new wine. Fasting helps to unlock the power of the Spirit. It helps to unleash the power of the Spirit. There is a manifestation of God's glory in a fresh and new dimension. The release and manifestation of fresh oil. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. This was, if you start reading from verse 1, this was after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and then he had overcome all the temptation that Satan the tempter came to tempt him with. Look at the end. He said he returned in the power of the Spirit. Watch this. Before he fasted, he was full of the Spirit. Am I communicating? He had received the infilling of the Holy Ghost when he was baptized at the river of Jordan. He was coming out. The heavens were open. The Holy Ghost descended upon him like a dove. So he was filled with the Holy Ghost. But did you notice that it was after he fasted that what happened? He now returned with power. Now watch this. The Holy Ghost is the custodian of God's power. So potentially all of God's power was in him. But he needed fasting to unlock the power. Did you notice that? He needed to pray and fast to unleash the power of the Spirit. So, that somebody is filled with the Holy Ghost does not mean automatically the power of the Spirit will manifest. One of the ways you unlock and unleash the power is by fasting and prayer. Am I communicating? It's a platform for the release of power. Glory to God. And then it says, and the news of him, King James, old King James say, fame of him went throughout all the region. Let me ask you a question. What was spreading the news, the fame of Jesus? Vibes. Jesus at this point had not done any miracle. He had not done any miracle. You know, there is a fame that comes from the miraculous manifestation. But what was spreading this fame? Somebody say fasting and prayer. It releases vibes everywhere. Suddenly everybody started talking about him. The angels in the realm of the spirit started announcing his publicity. That takes me to the next point. Fasting and prayer gives you multiplied spiritual influence and dominion, territorial dominion. Multiplied or increased spiritual influence and territorial dominion. Your sphere of authority is enlarged when you engage in prayer and fasting. That was what happened to Jesus there. After engaging in fasting, he returned in the power of the Spirit. The fame of him spread all around, everywhere. Why? Because his sphere of influence has increased. His level of authority, territorial dominion, just increased. Am I communicating? And then another very good example was John the Baptist. Look up. John the Baptist lived a fasted life, and his disciples fasted often. Am I communicating? John the Baptist was a man of fasting, and that was a secret of his influence. He commanded territorial dominion. He had so much influence. How can somebody be preaching in the wilderness and people left city to attend his meeting? Judea, Jerusalem, all the region ran about. They came. Now watch this. John the Baptist was wearing what? Camel's hair. Do you know how camel's hair smell? Have you perceived the smell of camel's hair? Camel's hair. It is said that the only thing that smells worse than camel's hair is camel's hair when it is wet. And after preaching, he baptized and entered. And so the thing got wet. And yet they did not leave. Oh. Somebody say territorial power. John the Baptist did no miracle. John 10:41. He did no single miracle. So what was the secret of his influence and the crowd he was gathering? Somebody say fasting and prayer. It spread your vibe. Palakatizo vrekedia. He did no miracle. So, he had no miraculous ministry. But he knew the secret of prayer and fasting. That human beings are spirit beings. And man can be remotely controlled from the realm of the spirit. Fasting gives you influence. This is why all the major religions in the world that command so much followership in millions and billions, all the major religions in the world that have global influence, all of them believe in fasting and they practice fasting. Am I lying? Because fasting is a key to spiritual influence. You can influence human beings from the realm of the spirit through fasting. Look at John the Baptist. Matthew 3:5. And then Mark 1:5. He was preaching. Then look at the people attending his meeting. Number one, help me. Jerusalem. Number two, Judea. Number three, all the region round about the Jordan. Went out to meet him. Where was he? In the wilderness. They left the comfort of city. A spiritual force field was pulling them, provoked through fasting. Am I communicating? Crowd don't just come. Hey, this thing is spiritual. Mark 1:5. Look at this. Mark 1:5. Nobody knew Jesus until he fasted and returned in the power of the Spirit. Everybody, suddenly, the fame of him spread everywhere. He said, then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Hey, our world, we believe too much in packaging. Packaging. See John the Baptist now. Show me the packaging there that brought the crowd. Show me. I believe in excellence, but show me the excellence in the wilderness. Am I communicating? Show me the comfort there. Show me the ambience. He was even smelly. His clothes were smelly. I'm not saying you should wear clothes that is smelly. I'm only showing you. There is something that breaks the law of branding. The guy broke all the law of branding by fasting. Praise God. Next key. Fasting and prayer gives you unprecedented favor. You see that? Write this scripture down. I won't talk much here. Esther 4:14-17. You saw how it gives it gave Esther supernatural favor, and the king granted her all her requests. Then Esther 5 verse 1 to 8. Fasting activates the blessing of favor. Okay? Supernatural favor. Esther was a woman of prayer and fasting. Next key. Fasting and prayer helps to provoke divine intervention. Divine intervention and even interruptions during times of troubles. When people engage in fasting and prayer, they secure supernatural help. They secure divine intervention. Write down Esther chapter 4 verse 14 to 17. When that evil guy Haman was plotting to destroy all the Jews, they engage in just 3 days dry fasting. And what happened? There was divine intervention. And God overturned that evil plot. And even the gallows that Haman had planned to hang Mordecai, he was the one that was what? Hung there. Everything turned. Then 2 Chronicles 20 verse 1 to 23. You see the story of how those three nations, Hamon, Moab, Mount Seir, ganged up against Judah. And the king Jehoshaphat didn't know what to do. He called for a fast to seek God. And you see how God intervened. At the end of the day, God told them, you will not need to fight in this battle. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord. The Lord will fight for you. You will hold your peace. And their enemies, as they began to apply the strategy of praise, they began to praise God. God set ambushment against the enemies and they killed themselves. Am I communicating? Somebody say divine intervention. See, anytime you are in a predicament and it looks as if no way out, you can't do anything to solve that problem, no natural solution, engage in fasting. Ask for God's help. Ask for divine intervention. Am I communicating? Angelic intervention can be provoked through fasting. Look at the story of Daniel. Write down Daniel 10, 1 to 13. Daniel secured angelic intervention through fasting. Then Jonah chapter 3, verse 1 to 10. Jonah, the story of Jonah, very interesting. Jonah is a very interesting man. You understand? You remember when Jonah finally, after the fish, God spoke to the fish, vomited Jonah. He repented and decided, okay, I will obey you. He went to what? Nineveh to preach. He said, hey, in 3 days, say God will destroy you. Your wickedness is too much. And guess what? The king and the people of Nineveh, they responded, they repented in sackcloth and ashes and proclaimed a fast. The king proclaimed fasting. They humbled themselves before God. And guess what? God changed his mind and overturned the impending judgment. The Bible says they did dry fasting for 3 days. Everybody, including animals, fasted. Read the story. In Jonah 3, 1 to 10. Animals fasted in Nineveh. And yet some human beings cannot fast. Animals fasted, not just human beings. And it overturned that judgment that would have landed on them. Nineveh would have been destroyed then. Am I communicating? And then Jonah became angry and depressed. You know why he was angry? He said, God, is this not this thing I said before you made me come? I know you are a gracious God, you are merciful. You just want me to come and preach so that they will repent. Jonah, you now see why he didn't want to come. He ran to Tarshish. Because he wanted them to be destroyed. Though. He wanted the judgment to land on them. He knew that if he come and preach, the people will... God will change his mind. Am I communicating? So, fasting and prayer, fasting can bring about divine intervention, okay? Angelic intervention, okay? And it can upturn judgment and all of that and provoke supernatural breakthrough, divine promotions and elevations. Am I communicating? Did you notice that after Jesus fasted and then he overcame those temptations, the Bible said when the devil was done and left him, angels came and ministered to him. Angels came, new angels. So why? Because God have promoted him with greater authority and power in the realm of the spirit. Jesus was promoted, though. That was why new angels, high ranking angels and more number came and ministered to him. So as we engage in this fasting and praying exercise, just know that this is the season for your promotion. Yes. And then supernatural breakthroughs are provoked. Then the last one, fasting and prayer enhances your total health. It's a total health package. Total health. Isaiah 58 verse 8 is a total health package. It enhances your spiritual health. So it helps you to be spiritually fit. You know, fasting is a spiritual training, is a spiritual exercise. It's like gymming spiritually. It helps you to be spiritually fit. So it enhances your spiritual health. 1, 2, your mental health. 3, your emotional health. 4, your bodily health. The health of your marriage, your relationship, your family, your career, your job, your academic. Total health package. Glory to God. Fasting purges and cleanses you up, spirit, soul, and body. So it's a divine purgative. Isaiah 58 verse 8, rise to your feet. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing, can you see healing there? Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
It's a total health package. Total health package enhances your health. Then look at verse 11, Isaiah 58 verse 11. Last week I was telling you some of the health benefit of fasting as a medical benefit. You know, fasting has so many medical benefits. So many. Do you know that people with high blood pressure and diabetes, intermittent fasting helps to lower their sugar level? It helps to regulate their blood sugar. Yes, it reduces insulin resistance. Fasting helps to reduce systolic blood pressure. Intermittent fasting, studies have proved this thing. In fact, it reduces the risk of cardiovascular illnesses, including stroke. Intermittent fasting. Yes. Yes. It delays aging. It prevents cancer. They are all health benefits of intermittent fasting. Am I communicating? Helps you to lose weight. Fasting reduces inflammatory processes in your body that leads to aging and death. Am I communicating? Fasting. So many health benefits. People with heart disease, it helps them. Glory to God. It's a total health package. Even your mental health. Do you know fast? It has been, studies have shown that intermittent fasting increases your mental acuity, increases your intelligence, even enhances your memory and helps you to sleep well, improves your sleep. These are all health benefits of fasting. Glory to God. When you fast, what happens is that there are certain antioxidants that are released in your body that helps your body to repair itself, healing processes, and this antioxidant prevent inflammatory processes that that leads to cancer and some other terrible illnesses, arthritis and many other diseases. Am I communicating? And also prevents aging. This is apart from spiritual health too. The health of your spirit man. Look at the mental, even your emotional health is enhanced through fasting. Am I communicating? The health of your every part. Lift up your hands. Say, Father, I receive grace to pray and to fast. The Lord will guide you continually, satisfy your soul in drought, strengthen your bones. Can you see that? So fasting releases strength into your bones. Is your bone not part of your body? So it strengthens your bone. The health of your bone is enhanced by fasting. I want you to lift up your voice in 1-2 minutes. Go ahead and pray in other tongues. Pray in other tongues. We are done. Pray in other tongues. Now I want you to hold the person. Just hold somebody. Just hold somebody by your side. 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 Now listen. The first prayer you will pray is, Father, release fresh grace upon me. To continue this 21 days fasting and prayer exercise without fainting, without fainting, without getting tired, without losing strength. Am I communicating? Father, renew my strength. He said, they that wait upon the Lord. Give me that scripture. Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord. For these 21 days of glory, 21 days of glory fast, Father, renew my strength. I exchange my natural woman's strength for divine strength. Oh yes, Father, I receive supernatural strength. Listen, as we pray, angels will be strengthening some people. Angelic strengtheners are released. You know, Jesus was praying at the Garden of Gethsemane, and the Bible said what? An angel of the Lord appeared and strengthened him. Angels can strengthen you to fast and to pray without getting tired, without feeling, without any form of weakness. Lift up your voice. I receive supernatural strength, supernatural injection. In 1-2 minutes, pray passionately, pray aggressively.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlongking or to partner with us, please visit www.agmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.